The Lord Commander had entrusted his mount to Dolorous Ed. He was cleaning mud out of the horse's hooves as John dismounted. "Lord Mormont's in the hall," he announced. "He said for you to join him, eh? Best leave the wolf outside. He looks hungry enough to eat one of Craster's children, eh? Well, truth be told, I'm hungry enough to eat one of Craster's children, so long as he was served out, eh? Go on, I'll sit your horse. If it's warm and dry inside, eh, don't tell me. I wasn't asked in." He flicked a glob of wet mud out from under a horseshoe. "Does this mud look like shit to you? Could it be the old ill is made of Craster's shit, eh?" John smiled. "Well, I hear he's been here a long time. You cheer me, nut. Go and see the old bear, eh?" "Go stay," he commanded. The door to Craster's keep was made of two flaps of deer hide. John shoved between them, stooping to pass under the low lintel. Two dozen of the chief rangers had preceded him, and were standing around the fire pit in the centre of the dirt floor, while puddles collected about their boots. The hall stank of soot, dung, and wet dog. The air was heavy with smoke, yet somehow still damp. Rain leaked through the smoke hole in the roof. It was all a single room, with a sleeping loft above, reached by a pair of splintery ladders.